to the Good Manners Map with me, Monique Chambers, and my guest this week is from Kerala, and her name is Mithila. Now, I'm not going to attempt your surname, but it sounds very rhythmic. Could you tell us your surname, please?
Chonotu Parampu Murali Tharan.
Ah, all surnames like this, yes?
Yes. Yeah. Basically, it's from where we are just father and the house name. We just compared to like father and house name.
That's really sweet. It sounds lovely. It sounds really like you're smiling when you speak.
Thank you.
And I know nothing about Kerala at all. I know there's like a mix of religions. I know that it's supposed to be the most beautiful place on earth. That's what they say. And yes, I'm seeing you smile. Yes. And lots of water, lots of lakes and rivers and things. Mm-hmm. Does that play a part when you were growing up? Did you spend a lot of time close to the water?
No. Because my father and mother, they're scared about water.
Okay.
So, be honest, I don't know how to swim.
Okay.
Because they told, don't go because they're scared. Because till 15, I was small for them.
Mm-hmm.
So like a child. So for the lake and stuff, I don't know how to swim, be honest. But I know I took just a bit, but that's it.
That's it. Oh, what a shame. What a shame. But are there water festivals and festivals around the water that you have?
Yes, the boat race.
Okay.
It's near like September, October, like nearly. Like it's a race because it's like a... if I'm not mistaken, like 32 people there and started race. They will run in, they will get cup, trophy,
uh-huh,
and the cash prize and stuff.
Wow, okay. So it's like end of September, you said, sort of.
Mm-hmm, if I'm not mistaken, because now it's like monsoon, so it depends the climate and stuff.
So that can change. And with global warming, I'm sure things have, you know, knocked the seasons out a little bit.
No, like
that. So how was it growing up then? If you weren't playing in the water, what were you doing as a child?
We would just go for a play school, mm-hmm, and the home and father, mother. It's like because we are like a huge family members.
Yeah.
So we don't want to go like a children, like PlayStation. We just go with the parents, and because we have like in my family, like I have like 15 members.
Wow, okay.
In one home.
Uh-huh.
We will stay together, nice. Uh-huh. Mother, grandfathers and sister, brothers, my father, sisters and everyone. So we don't want to go like outside. We are just inside. After the play school, we go come to back.
Uh-huh.
And we just nothing, like it is special.
But you've got all those other children around, you're,
yes,
getting up to mischief, you've got your granddad probably telling you stories.
Yes. About schools, what's happening and, uh-huh, stuff. And the thing is, in the breakfast, everyone in the table, mm-hmm, no phones, speak each other. That's the most important. I'm 33. Till now, my fathers and mother and like uncle and today has the most important. At 9, everyone's come to near the table. No phones, have to stop it.
That's wonderful. That's,
I loved it.
Wonderful.
Now, when I come to Malta, I missed it, to be honest. Mm. But when I go back, it's difficult because 6 years I was here, and when I take my lunch or something, I use phone. My father doesn't like it. They started to angry. I told, oh, no.
So is it about the food is important or the company of the family?
Communication important, right, and respect the food. That's the thing.
And to talk to each other, and
they want to know what I'm doing in the school and my friends. They want to know.
That's really nice. I think we should make that happen.
Yes.
You know, everywhere.
the breakfast, mm-hmm, everyone busy, okay, no problem. But at 8 o'clock at the breakfast and the lunch, everyone is supposed. But the dinner is most important.
Mm-hmm.
They have to eat at home.
Ah, okay. So it's no. Do you often have people around for dinner, or is it the family is enough because you have a big family anyway?
Big family.
And so everybody starts to cook. So is it the women that cook, the men that cook, or
no,
the mix?
No, only women.
Only the women. Okay.
So only the woman.
What are the sort of things you eat in Kerala? Tell me about the food.
Chicken.
chicken.
Oh, rice.
Oh. Okay. And
biryani.
Biryani. Oh, my favourite. I love biryani. And are there particular spices that you use in your curries? Are they different? Because India is huge, obviously. So
the spices are the same, but how we are using is different ways. That's a, mm-hmm, thing, because we are the southern parts. They are using different style, but the spices are same.
Okay.
Sometimes they put less, sometimes they put something more. It's a different
thing. So is it more sweet or is it more spicy?
More spicy.
Okay.
Not sweet.
But when it comes to so you have like chicken and rice, is that a dish that you would have almost every day, or is there a special dish that you have for ceremonies?
Every day from Monday till Saturday, just normally, mm-hmm, breakfast and stuff. But Sunday after the church, we come up. First we go for the mass,
mm-hmm,
then after that we come for the breakfast,
uh-huh,
Then lunch, we make biryani and sweets and stuff, because sometimes our cousins will come to our home for just for a dinner, not a dinner, like a lunch for a tea break, something like that.
Nice.
And just go for an out. That's it.
That's it. So you mentioned tea there. Obviously, I'm very English and I love my cup of tea. How is tea made the same, or is it like a chai kind of tea?
We have different types. We have masala tea. It's masala tea for us. It give a, like a positive energy. While you're traveling or stuff, if you take a coffee, for me, it's like, no, I lose my energy. But for a the tea of masala, you can feel it, the smell and the freshness.
Ah, and is that something that's, you know, you buy locally fresh, or is it something that's processed?
That we have something like in a, at home, like a masala, like a, not a chop, like a powder. We have like a chopped masalas.
Okay.
So just for a flavor and stuff. And there's a lemon tea. Lemon tea is all most people are taking after the biryani. So when you eat that masala and that oil, we feel like super tired and fit. But when you take lemon tea with less sugar, bomba, it's amazing.
That sort of makes you feel wonderful and you can keep going for the rest of the day. And you talked about sweets there as well. Is there, what sort of sticky cakes and biscuits?
Not cakes.
Ah, okay.
Cakes we are using for in a party, like in a birthdays and marriage. We have like a paisam.
Okay, what's that?
It's like, I don't know how to explain. It's like in a, when you have a celebrations, we make it.
Okay.
It's easy. In Malta, it's easy. But give it like an, instead of cakes, we give like in a sweets like laddu, jalebi, pie, something like that.
So what's the ingredients? Is it still with flour and honey and sugar? Or what's
not honey, the sugar and the dates, we mix it. Something okay. Like and the ghee.
Okay. Okay. So that's like clarified butter where you, do you make that yourselves at home, or is it something?
Yes.
Because I know here we can buy it. It's quite much easier. But not quite the same. So, and then it's all, are they different colors, or do they have anything?
No, nothing. Just a white color, so it will be like that.
And you have that with your tea as well, or you have
Just for the tea, it's like for like in evening time or something.
Right. Okay.
For the sweets, where sometimes if you have a birthday, especially the birthday, we will give it.
Okay.
Instead of cake. Cake, we will cut it and just, but the paisam, it's important, like most people are really.
What shape are they then? Is it, can they be any shape, or is it?
It's like in a watery.
Ah, okay.
Ah. And the combination of paisam is with papadam.
Wow.
Because that papadam is a little bit salty.
Yes.
So when you mix it, the salt and sugar has come amazing.
Wow. We should serve that here. We should try that. Yeah, we should try that, definitely. Because there's lots of, obviously, Indian and Asian restaurants popping up all over the place now, which is wonderful. But they need to start introducing these things so we feel a bit more, you know, like authentic food. And you said about birthdays. When you're a child, are you spoiled, or is it you're kept grounded and you're not allowed to have PlayStations and things like that?
No, PlayStations. We have our own, like, and we have the in my area, we have like in my same ages. So every evening we will go for and we, in the sand. It's without, because in my grandfathers tell them we have to know what is sand. So without slippers and stuff, they will, but after that, they will tell to go and bath. But that means we have, we believe a lot of things. So when you go for science and stuff, they're from honesty, because it's like in a, something different. So like that with the, it's like with the swing.
Okay.
And something like that.
So you can play a bit with people your own, or children your own age, whatever. And then everyone knows you're safe, because...
Yes, because everyone has come, because we have lot of plays. And we just go and we have the mango trees.
Oh.
Yes.
Were you naughty? Did you climb the trees and pick the mango?
Of course.
Does your granddad know? Did you go home with mango all over your face?
Yes. And there is an ant. It will bite because that thing is, it's very sweet. So when it's come more oranges and it will bite. I got it a lot.
So they know you've been naughty when you've been bit at that. Oh, so that's a sort of signal to your parents and your grandparents.
Yes.
And so who rules the household? Is it the grandfather or is it the father?
Basically, grandfather will come, and after the son get married, they have to take care of them, but still the power of the grandfather, if they're married or doesn't matter, they will ask first opinion about the grandfather.
Mm. Okay, so very, very important
very,
role
very
model.
Important.
And was your grandfather fun as well? Yeah.
Just not a fun, be straight, you know. Don't go there. Because the thing is, the girls most, it's like quiet, don't go, don't talk with the boys and be, you know.
I suppose they know what boys are like, so... Yeah, they're warning you. And then, you said you didn't really have friends come into your house apart from more and more your cousins and more relatives and things. When that happens, does everybody get together and cook, or is that something they're your guests and so whoever's house it is, they do the cooking?
Every mother's, you know, the cousin. But still, a boys are like, you know, arranging itself.
Do they do the washing up? No.
Nothing.
I'm teasing there because I want my husband to do the washing up. No, not going to happen. So do you get to cook food that you would miss from home? Do you get to have that in Malta as well?
Yes.
Yeah?
But not exactly, but a bit. But I will buy the things because we have spicy... Spice Value and Burger Cara, there's a shop, Indian shops, and if I go there, I can get it.
You can manage to get pretty much, a bit. If you get a bit homesick, you can taste a bit of home. So when it comes to, you know, if you're not allowed to talk to boys, but hopefully eventually get married or, you know, you meet somebody, do you have an engagement party?
Yes. Basically, when you go for a marriage, first of all, after 23,
okay.
The girls, when they passed 23, they started to take a photo and the bio that they put a matrimony.
Okay.
It's matrimony. So after that, they will choose us. And they will call my mother or father and they told that I like your daughter Pages and would you pick like a maid. So first they will come from to boy to girl home to see the girl's height. The hair, the most important.
You have beautiful hair.
Thank you so much. So first they will come for a meet, not talk, just to say like, you know, the meet and stuff. Okay. The second, if they eat the girl and boy like each other, on second time, the girls from the girl side, they go to boys' home to see how and stuff. Mm-hmm. After that, from there, they fix it engagement date.
Okay.
Like a bearing. So after that, sometimes they give a bit of break, not too much, like 2-3 months. In the main months, we will talk, go for outing, just with the parents, not alone.
Okay.
So just we know a bit. After the marriage, when we go for marriage, we go for a shopping. Ideally, for the shopping, for the English, like a Christian wedding, we have to wear the ring and the chain.
Okay.
So the basically the boy side, the boy will take for the ring and the chain for the girl, and girl have to take for the ring for the boy.
Right, okay.
So they go to it. And after the marriage, they will exchange from the church, and that's it. So it's like in a big part.
And then from that point, you would go to live with your husband's family.
Exactly.
Ah. And is it normally within the same village? Is that how it works at the same time?
Beautiful.
Yeah, okay. So anywhere you can end up. So it could be quite exciting. You end up in a completely different,
because we are going for different family, different members. So, you know, from when you are born and brought up, like born different, like, you know, we are child, but when after marriage, you are not kind. After marriage, you have to wake up in the morning. Mm-hmm. You have to help mother-in-law to cook for everything.
Yeah.
That's a
big change.
Big change.
Does your own mother normally teach you something so you can take your own secret recipes and things?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
So you're prepared.
Yes. Not a lot. Basically, you know, basic things.
Do you think that's because they want you to come home and visit though? Yes.
Yes.
My mum still does it with macaroni. If she calls me and says, I'm making macaroni, it means I want to see you. So it's just the same thing.
Same.
You know, mums never change, I don't think. And so... Then it comes on to you're saying the Christian faith. Mm-hmm. So there's other faiths in Kerala. You have some Muslim population,
yes.
And you have also Hindu as well. Okay, but it's all very peaceful and every calm. So they all have the same sense of, because your spiritual world is probably the same. It's more your religious Because
it's different.
Yes.
It's different because when you go for the Muslims, it's different. But in some places, they're the different ways. Some people, they give the gold, especially gold, they give to the girl to get married. From my side, I have to give for them.
Okay.
Like home or car or like a dowry and stuff I have to give.
But and are there... inter-religion marriages, or that doesn't really happen?
No,
because it's quite difficult to understand and to appreciate someone else's.
The better, because the family don't like, first of all, because not family, the grandfather, that's because they told, how can you, because you are Christian, I can't marry the Muslim boy or even the Hindus, because the Christian, we have take hosti, so when you go married, we can't take it back.
Right, I see. Okay, so it's really a life changing.
So when you're married, you're going to boy home, so we have to follow them where they are.
Yes.
So basically, they will cut our names and stuff. So
no, that's a no. Okay, but do you grow up with people from different religions and castes, or is it, it's very like where you're from, everyone's Christian, so you don't have the exposure to the other religions?
No, because I know everything, like I have friends and stuff, so we will share the things, how we are going to, you know, we will share it even with the friends and stuff.
Good.
You know, that my religion like this, when you grow up like this and stuff, so we know a bit, not exactly, but we know it's like...
I think it's important anyway, just so you have an understanding of why something is important to somebody else, and if we can teach that when people are young... They don't grow up so angry, you know, and they don't.
Yes, it's,
we all just want to live and worship in our own way, I guess. Tell me a bit about the actual wedding procedure then. So you talked about cake. We like to talk about cake here. So what kind of cakes do you make for weddings?
So normal cake, and they make a different steps.
Okay.
So it depends the girls and boys, because they can decide what kind of cakes that... Almost for the marriage, we make like vanilla cakes, the normally and like a softy. And for them, for the people that invited people, we give other cake, like a tea cake.
Okay.
With the
fruit and those things.
Exactly.
Oh, I love that.
And with not a champagne, with wine, red wine.
Okay.
We give the cake and red wine, because when the girls and the grooms, they just cheers, they will also tell the cheers.
Ah, that's nice. And so what's the format of the wedding? I know you're Christian, so is it the same in a church? White dress you wear?
Yes. So white dress, basically we will put the tali with the white dress. When you go for the auditorium, the boy get the sari.
Right.
So the thing is, when you died, you have to wear the sari before...
I see.
No white dress.
I see.
So that's the important, that the sari is very important for the girls, because the boy, they give you first things to your life, and it's like a blessed. So we have to keep that sari. We can't give share anyone to wear it. That's most important, because that's our life. You know, how we give important to your husband. Same like that, it's like sari.
But you only wear that once before the wedding, or you wear that throughout your life?
If you want, for a marriage or stuff, you can wear it, no problem.
And that can be any color, any...
Yes. But almost people, they take a red wine.
Okay.
Like that color is darker.
Yes.
Something similar like... But now they're changing the mentality.
So
but still... They prefer like dark colors for their weddings and stuff.
That's nice. Anyway, it's because don't some parts of India, they wear white for mourning. So there's
called in the church. When you go for an auditorium, they will change the dress and they put full ornaments.
And so do you wear like you were talking about the ornaments? Do you wear different jewelry as well when you're And is that passed down from your side of the family, or would that be passed down from
my family?
Yes,
the
girls.
So we have to give some dories, example, like 50, 60, like that. You have to give them. Like.
And then you get to wear the beautiful jewels.
Yes.
Beautiful. I think there's nothing prettier than, you know, when you're all adorned with, just beautiful. And so you have the ceremony, you have the cake, you have a party with the wine and the cake.
No. Party, basically, we don't have that kind of parties.
Okay.
We just eat a food. We have like buffets.
Ah, right.
And we have the tables. They're important, because we don't know how to eat with the standing. We will arrange the tables. So it's different when I go for here, Europe, in my health, mm-hmm. one wedding. It was, how can I? Because we don't know how to stand and eat, you know? Because we have the buffets, mm-hmm. and the food is there. The party and stuff, not in the auditorium.
Okay.
We have the other station in the hall.
Right.
If you want. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because we have a lot of women and children are coming. Some people, almost girls, they don't like drinks and stuff. So it's outside.
Right.
You know? So it's not disturbing us. It's like an outside, like a station, if you like a small station. Mm-hmm. If somebody want to go for the drink, only boys, that girls not going to drink.
No. But you're going to probably gossip and sort of look at all the other pretty outfits. So is there a particular dance or anything that you do?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me about that.
The dance, from the groom's hand side, from when you come in, enter the auditorium, from the girls and sides, boys, we arrange the dance, welcome dance.
Right.
And when they come into stage, from the explaining the cake cutting and ceremonies, they will explain the boys' family, mm-hmm. and the girls' family, and they have to arrange the candles.
Right, okay.
So after the cake cutting, if I'm not mistaken, after or before, anyways, after cutting the cake, the girl's father, mother, they candle one light, mm-hmm. and boy's father, mother, if they have sister or brothers, they put it after that is finished. Then they started for photo sections. We have to make an album. So from the stage, they started. There's those who want to give the gift. And the
That's all photographs. So you have this album full of memories.
Then after like in a few hours, we just tell, because everyone gets bored. So if we have dance, they will announce.
Okay.
Sometimes we will get a flash bomb because it just almost like, you know. So they have to like, wow.
Ah.
But every marriage, they have to some dance.
And so does it happen just over one day, the wedding, or is it a longer?
Nay. Because in engagement, we have two times. Because engagement, the girls' side, they're going to make an engagement.
Yeah.
For the marriage, the boys' side.
Right,
so,
okay.
So in before the engagement evening, we have a small party. It means the baptism, the ladies, father, mother. Like example, auntie, uncle. My baptism, so mm-hmm. it's like, I don't know who you're out of. My auntie, uncle. So they give me like a sugar. So that's, we make a party. And we have a haldi party.
Okay.
It means like we wear the yellow dress.
Okay.
It's before the marriage. So. And the boys will unexpected to come our home. And their close friends and family, not a lot.
Right. Uh-huh.
So close friends, close family and neighbors.
Okay.
And we give a chandan.
What's a chandan?
It's like a yellowish color.
Okay.
If you have negatives or something, it will get, because boys and girls marriage, they are like a special, so they don't get eagle eye, you know?
Right. So you cover them in this?
No, one by one.
One by one, well, okay, just a
mark. Yes, if your mama is coming and put it like this and they give it sweets, something like that.
And so it's just to ward off evil, really. That's really pretty as well. Need to look at some photos of some of these things so that I have a better understanding. And so once you've done this, you just move straight away into your husband's house? No.
Okay. No, after the marriage, before that is like in a haldi part, like in a bachelor, here's like today.
Bachelors and hens, okay.
And like a similar, okay. But we will not make that kind of, we will make a difference. So they will, that time we dance.
Mm-hmm.
That time also we will dance, like a small, like, you know, a bit small, to enjoy and stuff, to relax. The most important to relax, bridal and...
That's nice.
That's good. Because every girl gets tense because we are going to a new home, we don't know how it is going there and stuff. So they make you get more comfortable with mother-in-law, father-in-law, sister-in-law and brother-in-law to make you more comfortable.
Uh-huh. And it's all okay in the end.
Yes.
So and do you celebrate Christmas?
Yes, for sure.
And in the same way, do you have the fruitcake again or do you have different
the
things?
Christmas, we just celebrate the cake, but a different cake. It's like a normal tea cake, but not exactly tea cake. It's different type of cake.
Right.
Without cream.
Okay.
Without cream that we are giving to homes. And
you just still do the same with presents for children and things as well? No presents.
No presents.
Okay, it's more religious. It's much more...
We give like a cake, nothing like, not a, like everyone presents and stuff. The present we are giving like housewarming.
Uh-huh.
and marriage and birthday parties. For this, we give the presents for, not exactly for the marriage, we will buy for father, mother the dress for them.
Right, I see. Yeah.
A small gift for that. Christmas Day, basically, we do not give that present.
Not the same. Okay. Okay. I don't want to come for Christmas then.
To save money.
And we're coming to the end of the program now. You know, you've lived your life, you've had your children, time passes, and then you pass away. What's the ceremony around death?
Ceremony is, if you are, it's different. It's most because when you, if an example, if you are a girl, we have to wear the sari and we make like a bridal.
Ah, okay.
Like how you are, like, you know, how they are wanted.
Ah.
And from the church, the father will come and bless, and we pray for like 2-3 hours for them. And when they get it, and we just walk it, not go for a car.
Right, okay.
Maybe 15 minutes, 20 minutes, we have to walk it. Not for a car. Sometimes the thing before they're going to pass, they will tell my wish, I have to go like this. So some people will tell the band. So we will arrange the band and we go for in the church. After that, it's finished.
Okay.
And from the church, we will come back to home. That's who part of it, that like in a small church, like a mass, not exactly.
Right, okay.
We give a tea and a biscuit for them. And for that 7 days, we will not eat non-veg, only vegetables.
Only vegetables, okay, for 7 days.
For 7 days.
And you don't leave the house as well? You stay together as a family?
Yes, because it's most important. We believe that the spirit is still with us.
That's really nice, though.
And every evening we will pray in front of the photo to get a peace and stuff. And like after 7 days finish, we in the morning we had the mass and we go for a church and we fall, I don't know how to explain the very where
you bury your cremation. Okay,
we will pray for like with the father, we will pray for like 15 minutes and we decorate very good, and every 7 days in the evening we will go and just clean and just put candles and the smell, the things we
like incense every, or things like that
until 7 days we just, because still it's not easy to get it out.
No.
So till 7 days they are with, we believe they are with us. So
do you then, after that period, do you have to wear a particular color or anything, or are you
white?
White, okay.
White. We will not wear black for the ceremonies and stuff. We will not wear.
It's all white.
Only white.
Okay, so if somebody's in white, they're mourning. Oh, that's really sad. Okay,
that's the problem.
So we'll look out. Yes, no, because you. So that's why your brides don't wear white. Then you wear reds and dark colors to make it different.
Make it different a bit. Excellent.
Well, thank you so much for joining me on this week's program. I know we could have spoken for hours and hours, especially about spices. But thank you very much. And I want to go. So I will try and find my way to Kerala. Not at Christmas, though. Okay.
All right, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
Thank you.